Oh, my spleen.
Oh, I can feel my spleen.
It's lacerated. Why am I out here? What am I doing right now?
Terrible idea.
Live on tape at WGN TV Studios in Chicago.
When it's over is the best. That's my favorite.
Who is Marcus Leshock?
Less is more with him. You know, we're going to put him in positions where he can be successful. Not a lot of thinking.
And Steve Lippold.
For the love of God, don't start Cam Newton over matchup.
Stupid!
The Fantasy Festivus.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man.
A fantasy sports podcast for the rest of
us. Ah, shut up.
Yo.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, man?
I am excited.
How does it feel to be in the iTunes store right now? Can you feel yourself in the iTunes store?
I had an apple this morning for breakfast.
You did?
Just to celebrate.
We are on iTunes.
We are.
The Fantasy Festivus has made iTunes. Apple accepted us.
Hello, iTunes.
Big thanks to them.
Idiots.
This is probably the last time we'll be on iTunes.
That's
also,
right.
A huge thanks to Jeff Hoover, who recorded the voiceover in that intro. I forgot to thank him in the other editions of the podcast, and he did an amazing job. And I'll have to play the outtakes from that one of these episodes, because it is really funny.
I haven't heard those.
It's not so easy to say Fantasy Festivus over and over again. So
I can see that being an issue.
He had a good time with that. We'll play those. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm excited. Right.
So it is Friday before the first weekend of action. We had the game on Wednesday night. Any initial reactions to the game, Cowboys-Giants?
I picked up Kevin Ogletree at halftime. No, I didn't. That's not true. But he will be picked up in most leagues. I thought it was actually a pretty clean game one, considering how scared everyone was for the replacement refs. Cowboys look good. I still think the Giants are going to be a good team at the end of the year. So the NFC East, it'll be a battle this year.
Yeah, I was saying on Twitter that what a shock Tony Romo's throwing touchdowns to his number three receiver. I mean, it's like last year I owned Dez Bryant a ton of leagues, and Laurent Robinson just took all of my points away. It seemed all my touchdowns went to Laurent Robinson.
He scored a lot last year.
And now he's gone doing, I guess, nothing in Jacksonville pretty much, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you have two really good wide receivers, defense is key on those two receivers, then you're going to have a third.
Right, and he had like 11 touchdowns last year or something. You think Ogletree could do that this year? You think he could be a touchdown monster?
He's got a couple already.
I know.
I'm not sure if he's going to be a TD monster, but I think it's a name that nobody had on their radar.
No.
That all of a sudden is probably going to be 75 to 80% owned in most leagues out there.
I think you got to pick him up if you can. If you have room on your bench, somebody who's just nobody, I would definitely make a move to pick him up.
Because
I think he's going to get a lot of targets.
Currently on waivers in the Fantasy Festivus League, because we went so many rounds, 14 teams,
right?
And Kevin Ogletree not even sniffed as
a
pick.
No, I think in most leagues he probably wasn't.
I doubt he was.
So what else? Looking forward to the... First of all, I'm Marcus Leshock here, feature reporter at WGN. If you're tuning in for the first time, joined by...
Steve Lippo, sports producer. Hello
We should
there.
Have done that off the top.
We should have.
You can go ahead.
You know, well, we're not very experienced at the podcasting.
No, and this is the second edition of this week's podcast because I screwed the first one. I don't know what happened. There was a technical problem. It couldn't be fixed, and
We are all over the place. I didn't even get my Tecmo Super Bowl reference in off the top of the show this time.
That was our best work.
Eagles,
probably ever, and
Eagles
nobody will
QB
hear it.
QB9 would be very upset with me.
He would. All right, so we have a Fantasy Festivus draft. We have a league, a Fantasy Festivus fantasy football league. Wow, there's a lot of fantasy in there.
14 teams, me, Marcus, Tab Bamford from the Red Eye, some other fun viewers, listeners.
Yes.
We're excited. We actually had our draft Tuesday night. And the results are in, and it was interesting for a lot of reasons.
First reactions, you were really chiming up that the draft was interesting during the draft. Why?
You know what? I mean, here's the thing. I've done fantasy football for a long time, but I've done it with the same people for a long time. And I think you do enough drafts with the same people year after year after year, you get almost kind of relegated or used to what they're going to do. And the draft, although it does change year to year, it doesn't change a ton. And to do a draft with 14 people, and 13 of them I've never drafted with, a whole
right.
league full of newbies, there were picks lined out that I never would have expected. And I got a lot of surprises. I was kind of caught off guard a number of times during the draft.
Just give us some examples. Do you have anything written down there?
I did. I took some notes. All right. I highlighted some picks. First of all, I thought Matt Forte, 9 overall, little Bears homerism.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good pick.
Well, it could end up being great. You don't know. I mean, the funny part is that, especially with running backs, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, he passed up some other running backs.
Well, he passed
Darren McFadden.
Darren McFadden went the next pick.
DeMarco Murray.
Yep. Marshawn Lynch.
Jamal Charles. There's other running backs taken after Forte. I actually know who took Matt Forte. He's the guy who plays on my softball team,
okay.
Ironically, but you know, maybe it works out for him. I hope it does, but
yeah, for Bears fans, especially, I hope it does.
14 teams. Obviously, if you have the last pick in the first round, you're not exactly thrilled because you don't even have a chance at the first 13, but I thought the first and second round swing, Matthew Stafford still there.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Graham.
Not bad.
Not bad for a first. I was kind of excited about that. But
I mean, you have a top-tier tight end and, in a lot of people's perspective, mine included, a top-five quarterback.
You know, I don't know if Jimmy Graham's going to do the same thing as he did last year.
But still, there's only, two or three tight ends that are valued that high.
True.
So he got one of those and also a top quarterback at the end of the first round. So I think that's a pretty good first couple of picks.
Some other things I was surprised by. Second round, you got Ryan Matthews.
Yeah.
In the second round. Well, were you happy with that? I was. That's an interesting pick right there.
Well, I mean, you're looking at who else is out. I mean, I had the in my first round, I took Tom Brady, so with the number 8 overall. So I feel like I have quarterback solidified for the year, and hopefully it's going to carry me with a lot of points. So I felt like getting a little bit riskier with that second pick. And I just think the upside with Matthews is so high. That, I mean, he's the guy on that team as long as his broken collarbone is. As long as his shattered bone in his neck area is not a problem, which I'm sure it won't be because he won't be getting tackled.
Guys never get hit playing in the NFL.
Right, so it is a riskier pick, but if I didn't take him then, he's going to be gone by the next time I pick. So
Now, we actually talked about this Tuesday, which no one will ever hear because it
yes
the technical difficulties. But I said I would draft Maurice Jones-Drew as high as maybe even 6 overall.
Overall, yeah.
I said that. And honestly, if I would have ended up with the 6th pick, I might have thought about it. I maybe wouldn't have taken him. But I ended up with the 4th pick. So the 4th pick, LeSean McCoy, who went Rodgers, Rice, Foster. Then
that's a good pick.
LeSean McCoy's the pick there. So I took McCoy, and then what do you know? Comes back to me, the 11th pick of the second round.
Yeah.
And look who's still there.
Yeah, he was there, 11th pick of the second round. That could be
Jones-Drew.
That could be an unbelievable value for
you. I was doing a happy dance in my living room.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was so happy he was still there.
And we talked about this. I have the hardest time with the no training camp thing.
No, I understand. It's a risk.
I just feel like, and here I am talking about risk, who took Ryan Matthews. I mean, Ryan Matthews was a top 5 running back, in many people's opinion, before he had that injury.
Very true.
I mean, you could be right. I mean, you're probably right, and he's probably going to have a great year, but it's just one of those things where I just keep thinking about Chris Johnson last year.
Yeah, no, that's fine. See,
the Jaguars.
Speaking of things that I wasn't used to running backs falling. In most of the leagues I'm in,
yeah.
Running backs go hot and heavy early. First, second round, you got to get your good running backs to get them out of the way. And I'm looking at the third round, Trent Richardson, first pick of the third round, Adrian Peterson in the middle of the third round. I actually was in position. I could have taken Adrian Peterson as well, but I already had McCoy and MJD, and we don't have a flex spot, so I didn't want to waste my first 3 picks on running backs and then just...
Right.
So I ended up taking Welker, but I was blown away that Adrian Peterson was still there. I know he's hurt, and again, the risk is there.
Yeah.
But the reward is so high.
It is, but...
I thought someone would have taken a jump at him a lot earlier. Anyway.
Maybe. But yeah, I took Steven Jackson, the pick right after him.
Yeah, you took... You passed up on MJD and Adrian Peterson.
Well, yeah, but Adrian Peterson.
Oh no, Adrian Peterson went right before. That's right.
Yeah, or else I definitely would have taken him in the third round.
Anyway, but still,
too many injuries.
Michael Turner towards the end of the third round. You got Dez Bryant in the 4th. I thought that was a really nice pick.
Yep. I was very happy on Wednesday when he did his annual or weekly disappearing act. And he catches like 4 balls for 85 yards. Like, this is going to be his game. And then he just, I don't know where he goes. He goes up into like Jerry Jones' box or something.
Yeah, I didn't.
Where does he go? He disappears.
Watch, next week he'll have 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. He'll be Kevin Ogletree next week.
I will believe that when I see it. If he has 2 touchdowns, it's usually like 4 for 35 and 2 touchdowns.
It just, in the first week of our fantasy league, Marcus and I are playing each other. which Marcus has not responded to any of my smack talk.
Oh, I didn't know you were smack talking.
I'm smack talking you pretty hard because I have Tony Romo, who I actually said in the draft I wasn't very excited to take, but felt like...
good game. 300 yards,
yeah,
300
yards, three touchdowns. He had a big game. And none of those were to Dez Bryant, who you have. So...
That's true.
I thanked him. I actually called him after the game. I said, Mr. Romo, I appreciate you helping me out this week. Thank you very much.
I'm sure he enjoyed that message greatly.
He did.
He did. I'm sure he did.
Yeah. So one other thing, a couple other just really, really quick things. A kicker went in round 7, which made me bang my head against a wall.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing, you just don't do that. You don't take kickers. Sometimes I don't draft kickers at all. I just wait until like the day before the season starts to see which of my guys gets hurt on the bench, and then I dump them for the kicker.
I can't really like go any like super value picks. The one I did notice that is the Al Bundy All-Stars, who I believe is Tab.
Yeah, that's Tab.
Correct? Greg Olson, tight end in the 9th round, that could actually end up being a really good pick.
Yeah, I have him in a couple other leagues too.
I actually planned on taking him around that time, and then he just jumped me to it. So I was kind of upset with that. That was the one thing I kind of wanted G-Reg.
Anyway, so we'll be looking at the league every week and giving you updates on who's doing well, who's doing what, and, you know. Also, if you have any questions about who you should sit start, which we're going to talk about here momentarily, send us an email, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com. We'll read your questions every week and answer them the best that we can.
Yeah, we'll help you out.
Yeah, we'll ruin your team more than
Well,
more
we'll
than
give
likely.
You someone to blame if it goes wrong.
That's great.
And
that
you can,
is true.
And you can take all the credit if it goes right.
Yes.
So there you go.
All right, so you got the schedule there.
I do have the schedule. You know, let's do sit start. We'll do sit start as we go through.
Okay, that's good.
We're going to go through the week one schedule, just kind of give you a quick preview. Obviously, game one coming up Sunday noon. Very excited. Colts at Bears.
On our way to 12-4, the Chicago Bears.
12-4, that's bold.
That is my... By the way, all of my NFL predictions are on the blog right now. WGNTV.com.
I was going to rip them to shreds, and I chose not to.
You were.
I was.
I had both the Bears and the Packers at 12-4, with the Packers holding the tiebreaker.
I don't think there's any chance that they both finished 12-4.
Really?
No,
I actually took the time and I went all the way through the schedule, and that's what I came out with.
Did you actually do win-loss the whole season for everything? Because,
yes, for every single game.
See, I appreciate that because I see a lot of NFL predictions out there where guys just throw random records out and it doesn't even work.
It doesn't add up. No, I went through, it took me like an hour.
Okay,
I went through every game and I did it, and those are the records I came out with.
All right, I respect your picks slightly more. I still disagree, but
and I have Green Bay winning the Super Bowl over the Baltimore Ravens. For the record. I know, I don't like it, but it's honest.
It's okay.
Anyway, so Bears, Colts, who do you like in that game fantasy-wise?
Well, the Bears are big favorites in the game, so I think, yes, they are going to win the game. Fantasy-wise, I think the Bears' offense could have a field day.
Brandon Marshall, you got to start him.
Brandon Marshall, Matt Forte, Jay Cutler, get excited. There's hopefully going to be a lot of points scored. The Bears' defense, people have some questions about their defense. Mm-hmm. Urlacher is going to play, even though he even admits he's not at 100%. But I think the Bears' defense, rookie quarterback, they're going to throw a lot of stuff at him he probably hasn't seen. And you could have a good day from the Bears' defense as well.
If you have a deep league and you have Donald Brown, running back of the Colts, do you start him against the Bears' D with Urlacher kind of iffy?
You know, I am not – I'm going to shy away from most Colts starters until I see 1 week of what that offense looks like. The Bears' D has typically been pretty good. I think in the last 7 regular season openers, they've only given up 7 total touchdowns.
Wow, is that true?
I read that somewhere in the last 24 hours.
Must be true.
That stuck in my head because I didn't believe it, but then I went and looked it up, and I think it actually added up. So the Bears' defense typically in week one shows a lot. So I'm going to hold off on the Andrew Luck parade and stay away from the Colts.
All right, let's keep going.
All right, Eagles at Browns. Eagles should win this one easy. Trent Richardson could play. See what he has in week one.
Yeah.
Eagles offense.
Talk about a guy who really fell. I mean, he was a first round.
Yeah, people were taking him top like 8 picks.
Yep.
And now he went first pick of the 3rd round.
Now it's like you probably don't want to start him week one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. The Eagles defense really underachieved last year. But of course, you also have a rookie quarterback there, so expect a lot of 8 in the box and a lot of blitzing.
Right.
So,
right.
Patriots at Titans. The Tom Brady,
yep.
Marcus praying for a lot of points.
Oh, I'm going to get him.
You think?
Oh, yeah, that'll be a statement game.
I'm interested to see what Chris Johnson does in this game.
Yeah, that's true. But you start those guys.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's the first week of the season.
First week, it's hard to start because you don't. Yeah. You're starting the guys you draft.
Yes.
You know, I mean.
You want to go with your bat, unless you drafted MJD, and then you sit him for the first week and start Rashad right. Jennings instead.
Right, right.
But, yeah, and Adrian Peterson, we'll get to him with Minnesota, same thing. But you probably want to shy away from him in week one. It's actually Jacksonville at Minnesota. We might as well talk about that. Interesting to see what Jacksonville does on offense. They were so terribly bad last year. And Blaine Gabbert had a good preseason.
Yeah.
Rashad Jennings is starting. They got Justin Blackmon in the draft.
Yep.
We'll see if they can actually put up some points. Minnesota's defense not that good. Obviously, Adrian Peterson is going to play, but he's on the very limited touch category.
Do you start him, Toby Gerhart?
I think you could make a case that he's a legitimate week one player.
Especially if you have him, these are the weeks to play him.
If you draft him, you might as well get the points while he's still playing.
Yeah, if AP comes back, then you're never going to really start him with confidence.
Correct.
So
give that a go and see what happens. Atlanta at Kansas City, Falcons Chiefs. I see a lot of people picking the Chiefs to win that division this year.
Yeah, I saw that too. I thought that was crazy.
So do not agree with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Falcons, your main Falcons, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Michael Turner, Matt Ryan.
By the way, Tony Gonzalez.
Julio Jones went in the first round of our
12th pick over Larry Fitzgerald, over Roddy White, over DeMarco Murray, Marshawn Lynch, Gronkowski. I mean, he went over so many great players. Andre Johnson.
The second or third best wide receiver in the league this year.
We'll see, man.
That's
we'll see.
The Jerry curls going out there. Good for him for taking a shot, and I hope it doesn't work out for him. Okay.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Minnesota, we already talked about that. Washington, the Redskins, and the Saints. Interesting news on the Saints this afternoon. It appears, obviously it doesn't really matter fantasy-wise early because they probably won't play in week one, but the Saints' suspended defensive players have apparently won an appeal of some kind this afternoon.
Those details are coming out now,
but that could impact the Saints' defense to make it from really bad to just slightly bad.
Now, does that help or hurt the fantasy value of the Saints?
Well,
in a way, I feel like if the defense was horrible on the Saints, it would be better off fantasy-wise because then Drew Brees is throwing the ball all over the field, having to score 40 points a game.
You're probably right in a way.
Yeah.
I don't think it impacts it too much one way or the other.
Exactly.
Because I don't think those three guys are going to make that much of a difference.
No. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. You know what? I think you may lose one or two touchdowns along the way the whole season. I don't think it's going to affect him too much.
Who knows?
But Drew Brees could have a field day there. Interesting to see what RG3 does today. Or on Sunday, not today.
Yes.
So,
or whatever he's doing today. Yeah, it would be interesting to see.
I wonder what socks he's wearing today.
Playing some video game, might be studying some film. You never know.
I'm sure
it's interesting.
I hope he's doing something productive.
Yes.
Good for him.
What else?
Bills,
else?
Jets. This one could be ugly, folks.
Bills, I have as a wild card berth into the postseason.
I have no comment on that.
I know. I never would have picked it until I went through the schedule. I mean, their schedule is easy.
Yeah, and it doesn't always mean anything.
I know, man, but I'm telling you, that's the way the record shook out.
We'll see.
Yep.
Bills at Jets. The Jets' offense was terrible in the preseason. We'll see if they do anything. Rams at Lions. The Lions, everyone's healthy,
gosh.
So you might as well start them now until they die.
Congratulations on your week one win if you have Matthew Stafford or Calvin Johnson.
Or both, which I think.
Yeah, then that game is going to be ridiculous.
Tab got his man in Calvin Johnson and Bounty replacement, oddly enough. May have to change that team name.
Yep.
We'll see what his team, Bounty Resurrection,
Bounty winners?
I don't know. We'll see. Start your Lions, Kevin Smith, running back there, and the Rams, Steven Jackson. That's about it.
All right.
Dolphins at Texans.
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
We have a team named Foster the People.
Yeah.
Because.
Why?
The third overall pick in our draft was Arian Foster. And you know what? On Tuesday, rightfully so. He maybe even got a steal with him at three over one or two. But news today on the injury report from Houston, Arian Foster questionable for Sunday's game with a knee injury.
Now, what happened to the knee?
Oh, doctor. apparently in practice yesterday was feeling pain around the area of one of his knees. That's the last thing you want to hear for a running
back. Was there some kind of contact or something happened in a game?
No, it was just in practice on Thursday, ooh, apparently. And now he is listed as questionable.
Is that what he had the issue with last year, the knee?
Yes.
Ooh.
And I'm not sure if it's the same knee. I read this just before we came in. Gary Kubiak saying that Arian Foster will be a game time decision. Never what you want to hear from your first round pick.
No.
So for all you have Arian Foster, holy cow.
Hopefully
you also have Benton.
Yes. Hopefully you grab that handcuff because he's going to be good.
In our league, I do not believe the owner of Arian Foster also drafted Ben Tate.
Whoops.
Houston, we have a problem. Cliche.
That was good. Yep.
49ers at Packers. We're moving on. This one could be a
shootout.
Interesting
game. It could be a shootout or it could be the other way.
I am voting shootout.
Are you? But yeah, I am.
I think you're not believing the
Niners D.
No, not against Aaron Rodgers.
It's in Green Bay, right?
It is in Green Bay. It is one of the. It's the 3 o'clock afternoon game. So
no hesitation starting your Packers.
No, I'd start them all.
Okay.
Start everybody.
Start Cedric Benson. if you're in a deep league, you know, you've got a strong number one running back, you need a number two.
In a 14-team league and you have Cedric Benson and you may be playing me, do you start Cedric Benson?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I have him in this league?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I do, okay.
Yeah, you drafted. He's in your lineup right now.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Because I laughed
then
at that.
Then that was the league, yeah. you laughed at that. But, you know.
Who are your other running backs? That's my question.
I don't have my roster right in front of me.
Marcus. So. How many leagues are you in?
Four.
That's too many.
Four leagues.
You have a problem.
Well,
anyway, you know what?
I'll see if I can figure this out.
I would consider it depending on who else you have, but I would also consider if you have like Toby Gerhart, you got late. And,
I do not.
Okay. Well, I took a shot.
I have Jonathan Dwyer, Pittsburgh Steelers.
No. No good.
How about him?
No good.
Keep talking. What else?
I'm reveling in how much I'm going to win by in this first week.
Are you worried at all about Greg Jennings' contract situation?
No. He's a pro. He's been in the league long enough. He'll be fine.
You don't think that's going to be a distraction for him?
No. I'm worried about Jordy Nelson going in the second round of our draft. I know we have like Packer fan number one.
Yeah,
Anna
Roberts in our web department.
Yeah. She got the first overall pick, which was amazing because it was Yahoo randomized. And took Aaron Rodgers, and I'm sure, like, just started drinking heavily shortly after because that's all she wanted. It's all she needed. It's all she got. She took Jordy Nelson, but she got Trent Richardson also on that second, third-round swing. So good for her. But
you see, I don't really have any other running backs.
Then, you know
because
what?
Because I have Ryan Matthews, who's out until week three, so I got to play him.
Oh, that's true, the Ryan Matthews pick.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, yeah, start Cedric Benson if you're you.
we'll see what happens. All right.
Hey, you never know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers leads them all the way to the one, and they don't QB sneak with Aaron Rodgers anymore.
All right, keep going.
Okay. A couple more games. Seattle at Arizona, the backup quarterback battle. Russell Wilson, John Skelton. No one's starting either of those guys. Larry Fitzgerald might be the only player. Marshawn Lynch as well. Those might be the only two guys in starting lineups for
that
entire
game. Is Lynch out for a game or not?
I believe he was questionable the last time I saw.
Okay.
He wasn't suspended. No, he's not suspended,
stuff.
But he's, I think, a game-time decision. So you're going to want to look at that. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Jonathan Stewart also questionable, so D'Angelo Williams might be a good play this week. Tampa Bay, interesting to see what happens with Doug Martin.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy who's going in the top two rounds.
Really, really high drafted guy. Also, Vincent Jackson in Tampa Bay now.
I think I picked him up in our league.
Obviously, Cam Newton.
Yeah, oh yeah, got to start those guys.
Love Cam Newton.
Yep.
I love him so much. Anyway, Pittsburgh at Denver. I heard James Harrison not going to play for the Steelers. So
really?
Peyton Manning.
What's wrong with him?
He's hurt, apparently. I don't know. I just saw, again, I'm just reading things right before we come in. Up to the minute notes. Peyton Manning. Also, Ryan Clark. Remember, he's got that random disease. He can't play in high altitude.
That's right.
So the Steelers are missing two of their best defensive players. So I was low on Peyton Manning. I'm slightly less low.
Did you say random disease?
Yeah. It's some disease. I cannot remember what it is. It might be sickle cell?
I think it is sickle cell. I think it is. I think you're right.
Okay. Anyway, but if he plays at high altitudes, he dies. So he doesn't want to do
that.
That's
good, yeah.
So we'll see what happens with Peyton Manning. Interesting there. And then Pittsburgh, Isaac Redmond, Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Wallace with no training camp.
So Redmond's playing?
I believe so.
Okay.
Mendenhall is out.
He's out. Okay.
Okay. Cincinnati, two Monday night games. Bengals at Ravens. Ray Rice. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis now
You start Ray Rice.
You start Ray Rice, sure. And then San Diego, Oakland, Ryan Matthews, you said the injury report, do not start him.
No.
Darren McFadden, play him while you can because, oh boy.
I think he's going to have a monster year.
Really?
I think this is the year he breaks away from the injury thing and he has a great year.
I think this is the year that he gets through like 8 weeks of the season and everyone talks about how he's having a great year.
Yeah.
And then he gets like hit by a car.
Well, you see, I own him in a lot of leagues this year.
own him in ours.
This is going to be the year that he has a great year.
Okay, well, I hope he does for your sake.
I just have a feeling.
So that's week one. We're excited for week one. Bears, yeah. Colts this weekend. We'll see what happens.
Prediction on the score?
I think the Bears roll, actually.
Really?
I think the Bears win 31-13.
Is it weird for me to be a little bit nervous about this game?
No.
Just with the Andrew Luck thing coming in, the defense is a little
I would
old.
Be a lot more nervous if I was the Eagles and I was playing RG3, because when rookie quarterbacks kind of get overrun, now don't get me wrong, Andrew Luck, great quarterback, but even the Colts with Peyton Manning as a rookie only won 3 games.
That's
so
true.
Take that into account. Even the best quarterbacks can't save a bad team.
I'm going to go 27-14 Bears.
Okay. That's fair.
Is that fair?
Sure.
All right. Anything else you want to add? If you want to email us, again, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com. Download us on the in the iTunes store, right to your iPod. And I guess we'll talk to you next week.
I'm excited for our league's matchups. And good luck to everybody. Have an exciting week.
Thanks for playing. See you next week.
Bye. Love Cam Newton.
Yep.
I love him so much.